In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really? You're eating Doritos? He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound. Do you see what I have to deal with?
I know.
Give me that.
Well, that's an ad that appeared during the Super Bowl last night for Doritos, depicting a new family there, the pregnant wife getting a regular ultrasound and the husband there casually eating Doritos. What line did it cross that almost immediately after it aired, we had groups like NARAL, the National Office, NARAL of Ohio, Huffington Post, practically losing their minds over what the Doritos ad showed about the unborn, making some statements that even in this kind of bloodthirsty atmosphere of Planned Parenthood and the supporters of abortion seemed over the top for almost everybody. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio here in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Monday afternoon, February the 8th, we're going to talk about the pro-choice outrage over that Doritos Super Bowl ad. Never thought I'd say that phrase, actually, to tell you the truth. We'll also talk about indictments brought against the producers of the undercover Planned Parenthood videos, and that is not going exactly the way that supporters of abortion really wanted it to go. A little bit later, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller will join us. We'll respond to an evangelical cliche. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You've heard that one before. It's part of the four spiritual laws from Bill Brighton Campus Crusade and still a mainstay in evangelicalism. Then Dr. Bill Weinrich will join us, author of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for February, the Concordia Commentary on John verses 1:1 through 7:1. We'll begin a series with him on the Gospel of John today. We'll talk about the prologue of John's Gospel and how John depicts and describes the baptism of Jesus. You can join us for the next 2 hours with your questions or comments. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our beloved on-demand listeners, whenever, wherever you listen, use the Issues Etc. comment line 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about the pro-choice outrage over the Doritos ad in the Super Bowl, Carol Tobias, regular guest and president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd. It's my pleasure.
You saw the ad. What was your initial reaction to it?
I loved it. The picture was of a woman getting an ultrasound, and the baby is very clearly shown, and it was the actual ultrasound of the filmmaker's unborn child. So this was a real ultrasound. But in the ad, the father is moving a Dorito chip around, and you can see it looks like, of course, on the ultrasound, the baby is trying to reach for the chip. And it's funny to watch the back and forth between the mom and the dad. You know, mom is saying, you know, you're supposed to be watching this ultrasound, watching our baby, not eating Doritos. And I thought it was a funny ad. I absolutely loved it.
Now, what line did it cross that almost immediately had NARAL, its state office, its national office, Huffington Post, and other entities taking to social media condemning it?
Well, the tweet that they put out said that the Doritos ad was using the anti-choice tactic of humanizing fetuses because you could see the ultrasound. So they were humanizing fetuses, and then they talked, about how dads are sexist and, clueless, and moms are uptight. To them, that's stereotyping. That's us stereotyping, pregnant women and dads and babies. But they were just going ballistic because an ultrasound of an unborn child was on national TV during one of the biggest, if not the biggest, TV show each year.
What did you make of, and how do you react and respond to their language that the ad was guilty of humanizing the fetus?
Oh, I think most pro-lifers responding in, back on social media just started talking about how they were going to start buying Doritos, to support the ad and to, show Doritos that they were, glad the ad was aired. And kind of made just making fun of NARAL because they went so overboard. If they had just said nothing, the ad would have been great. People on TV might have laughed about it, and that would have been it. But the fact that they were upset and publicly said so, about showing an ultrasound of an unborn baby, that's really what got the publicity about this ad and the ultrasound going. And I'm sure that a lot more people have watched that video, than ever would have, just based on the publicity.
It seems to be a bit of a threshold crossed here on the part of those who are in favor of abortion, especially in their kind of official offices. NARAL being one of those, along with Planned Parenthood, and the line they seem to have crossed is from simply, like you said, had they said nothing, it probably would have just been another funny ad. But they seemed deeply offended, and they seemed, for lack of a better word, Carol, my immediate reaction when I was watching all this unfold on Twitter last night was they seemed hostile about showing life in the womb.
Well, they obviously, not obviously, but they never want the pictures of unborn children shown. That's why they will fight legislation to require that a woman be given the opportunity to view an ultrasound of her child. They don't want them to see that. And in, one article, the author said that, made it look like NARAL was scared of babies. I'm not sure who can be scared of them, but they really don't want people to think that babies can be funny or cute or, unborn babies to be human.
There was another ad that I wanted to mention to you, and it was the Super Bowl Babies ad, where they had choirs of people who were, at least in the kind of the narrative of the ad, conceived on Super Bowl evening during the 50 years of the Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl Babies, and it was a touching ad, actually, really just kind of celebrating 50 years of the Super Bowl, but it was Super Bowl Babies, and there was also pro-choice reaction to that. One organization, probably again associated with NARAL, suggesting contraception instead of celebrating Super Bowl babies. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I saw several, mostly tweets on Twitter that came from the pro-abortion groups. Instead of, you're right, celebrating babies or even, chuckling that a lot of babies are, might be conceived on the night of the Super Bowl, very much their response was, we already have too many people, use contraceptives, use birth control. Just the idea of someone maybe getting pregnant and having a baby has become repulsive to them. And it's just really sad. You're right, it was a great ad. It was very sweet, just the different age groups singing that they're Super Bowl babies. But again, the abortion industry is threatened by anyone thinking that pregnancy can be a fun or a positive thing.
Now, one other thing I want to discuss with you this afternoon is, and obviously the news from last week, or over the last weeks, an indictment has been brought against the producers of the undercover Planned Parenthood videos down in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, and the producer has turned himself in. He's not taking a plea deal that he's been offered here, and he's willing to go and really wants to go to trial. Is this working out the way that the supporters of abortion and Planned Parenthood thought it would?
I don't think so. Planned Parenthood was going to be investigated by the Houston District Attorney, and instead the grand jury, just didn't even vote on Planned Parenthood charges, but turned around and indicted the two people that were mainly responsible for making the videos. And what they got them on was basically false ID, because they had driver's licenses from California with false names on them in order to get into all these different abortion facilities and conventions. But they turned around and told David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt that they will drop the charges if they plead guilty and, you know, take minimal sentences and probation. And at this point, at least, David has said absolutely not. He wants to go to court. And I think it will be very hard to keep that quiet. You know, maybe the videos will even be brought into court as part of the evidence, which certainly Planned Parenthood is not going to want any focus put back on those videos. So I'm sure that they were hoping he would accept the plea deal and just quietly go away, and that's not going to happen.
The story they seem to want to tell is that the real wrongdoing was done by Dalyden and his associate there, Merritt. But it sounds as though they miscalculated and now really run the risk of Dalyden, in his own defense, being able to subpoena and call whoever he wants to get the story told in open court.
I have a feeling, I mean, I could be wrong, but I would not be surprised to see the DA just turn around and eventually drop all charges rather than go to court and pursue this. Because you're right, he could call witnesses and he can ask that the videos be displayed, trying to prove his innocence. And I don't think the abortion industry or the DA is going to want that.
It also raises a question of when posing as brokers with body parts in mind, wanting to buy body parts, apparently, at least according to Dalyden in some of his social media statements, some money did change hands. And he's asking Planned Parenthood, why were you giving us money if there wasn't going to be a deal?
Well, I think he's got a lot going for him, a lot on his side. Pro-lifers are certainly standing behind him. This is something that Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation really should try to hide and bury, and going after the makers of this film are not going to accomplish what they want.
What do you think about this in general, with about 30 seconds here, Carol? The tendency, even when the truth of what's happening in Planned Parenthood, the real thinking of groups like NARAL who support abortion is in more in evidence than before, the tendency to double down on those ideas and in a lot of ways to kind of overplay their hand. What do you make of that?
The abortion industry has decided that this procedure must be sacred. There can be no government intervention, no government limits. Anybody that tries to interfere, like David and these videos, needs to be shut down. They want absolutely nothing to interfere with the efforts to continue the killing of unborn children. And I think that they're going to be surprised that they're going to be running into a lot of brick walls in the very near future.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to National Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carol, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We do a series with him called Responding to Evangelical Clichés. We're going to take on what really is kind of boilerplate, really kind of one of the biggest clichés in American evangelicalism. I'm surprised it took us this long to get around to it. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Of course, it's in the context of Bill Bright's four spiritual laws. We'll talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about that on the other side of the break, live this Monday afternoon, February the 8th. Then we'll begin a series on the Gospel of John, talking about its prologue and its depiction of the baptism of Jesus with Dr. Bill Weinrich of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Are you looking for a quality Christian high school education in the Lutheran tradition? My name is Dr. Jay Krause, principal of Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, inviting you to our open house on Sunday, February 21st, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon here at our Edwardsville campus. You can meet faculty and staff, administration, students and parents, and find out more about our dynamic ministry. For more information, contact us at 618-656-0043. Or check out our new website at melhs.org.
How do John's famous words, "the Word became flesh," help us understand John's gospel? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is the Concordia Commentary on John 1:1 through 7:1. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or check it out at issuesetc.org. This new commentary covers the first six chapters of John. The Concordia Commentary on John by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Bill Weinrich.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7, LutheranPublicRadio.org.